Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Kieran Cudahy is here to tell us what's happening on Liveline today.
So we've been talking a lot this week about smartphones and social media and AI and the nudification tool on Grok. And then yesterday it was more about how to deal with it, and lots of people talking about restricting access to phones in general or to certain apps. Today we're talking more about how it impacts bullying, and we shouldn't over-egg the pudding. Bullying is not new. It will always be with us. Online bullying isn't even new, but yeah. I guess the fear that some parents and even teachers have is this, that the weapons available to the bullies are more potent now, given the sophistication of of AI. So we'd love to hear from people who've had to deal with this, maybe at home or in the classroom, from a bullied or bully point of view, if they've had those conversations. 0818 715 815. We're going to be speaking to Irish people in the States as well, particularly in and around Minneapolis, as to what they think of, well, of the shooting, of course, of Renee Nicole Good, that lots of people have seen the footage of, but just ICE in general and its robust methods of law enforcement.
Immigration and customs. Not doing so much customs these
no,
days.
No, no. And even, it's interesting, the more recent polling as well would suggest that even amongst Donald Trump supporters and Republicans, that broad support for ICE is still high, but support for their tactics is beginning to plummet. So, the view seems to be, yeah, we want a robust kind of border patrol and immigration process, but do we want people bursting into classrooms and pinning teachers to the
Joe
floor?
Joe Rogan has broken from the MAGA universe issue.
Joe Rogan is often the canary in the coal mine, isn't he?
When you lose him.
Yes.
So call Kieran.
Call Kieran, 51551 as well for your text.
After the news at 1, I want to correct something. I read out a message earlier, and we should have checked it before I did it. It's Taurine are playing in the intermediate hurling final, All-Ireland final. That's on Saturday, which is the day before the football we were discussing. It's in Croke Park at 5:15 on Saturday, the intermediate hurling final. The hurlers of Taurine from Mayo, they return to Croke Park for the second time in 3 years, when the All-Ireland Intermediate Glory will be the prize on offer. They'll be up against Tipperary's Upper Church Drumban. That is the story. Okay, we'll have to take another break. Back very soon. More messages on Neil Diamond. Bertie Ahern is a huge fan of the man himself, and when Neil played Lansdowne Road, he asked if there might be a chance, as Bertie asked a chance to meet Neil Diamond. Neil kindly invited Bertie to join him in the band during their pre-show preparation. Before going on stage, they shared a brief moment of prayer and reflection, setting the intention to give the audience an unforgettable night. I felt truly honoured to witness it, one of those rare humbling moments behind the curtain. That is a fascinating kind of look at Bertie and Neil Diamond praying together before a show. I've heard it all. Great Memories of Sweet Caroline is often the last song sung in the Botanic Avenue in Belfast in the 90s. Everyone sang along before heading into the night. Great times, says Mary, who's now in Amsterdam, but has her lovely memories of Belfast. Oh my God, what a beautiful story and heartfelt tribute to Neil from Mary Byrne. Who else is crying? Asks that texter. And someone says, I had a hug from Mary Byrne at one of our gigs, because Mary's telling us about the Neil Diamond hug. Amazing hug from Mary, and it has stayed with me ever since. A special person, says a Mary Byrne fan, Paul, who is in Leixlip. Lovely stories. Now, from the hugs to the kisses, you'll remember their chat with Yvonne Redden just before the season. She had kiss on the top of her list, not any old shift. She wanted this snog smackaroo to have a bit of oomph and also to happen naturally. Now, this one woman, as I told you at the time, is a hot mum. She's a blonde bombshell, very fetching, very handsome, kind looking face as well, just to get your imaginations tingling. And Yvonne is on the line. Welcome back, Yvonne.
Thanks very much. That's a lovely introduction,
Oliver. You deserve it. You deserve it. You put yourself out there. This was your end of year. What kind of response did you get when you came on to the show?
Oh, listen, it was great. After the show, I had lots of lovely messages from men from Donegal to Wicklow, Oliver, and all different ages. And so I had to kind of weed them out, find the ones that weren't too young for a 50-plus woman. That took a little, not at all. In the 30s would be far too young for me now.
They'd be too immature, basically, wouldn't they?
Well, you never know. But there's a lot of men immature in 50s
You weeded out the under 30s.
I did.
Who else did you weed out?
The over 30s.
Yeah.
The over 30s, the single ones, there could have been a few married in there. You kind of have
by some of the messages. A few marrieds.
There's a few suspect. I suppose the journalist instincts come in there, don't they?
Yeah.
And you can tell. So listen, it was a great response, you know, I have
Lovely.
To say. And thanks for bringing it up on the radio. It was great.
Well, you were great. Well, one email did catch your eye.
There was an email that caught my eye, and I got a few emails, but this one did. And I'll read out why. I mean, obviously, I love words, being a journalist.
Yeah.
So this one was like, I'm a similar age, love the crack, I'm easy on the eye and quite confident in my ability to deliver on the Christmas wish.
Oh.
So Cafe Insane or the Queens and Doggy are both great places to test the water. No red flare in the hair required. That was the message. I loved that.
Very
and
gosh.
I thought that
so
was
the listeners
a nice
to this
response.
Show are very sophisticated, Yvonne, we told you.
They are.
He was very gentlemanly.
He
didn't even say, you know, I'll deliver a kiss. He called it your Christmas wish. So it's
the
very
Christmas wish, which
no
was
coarseness.
Nicer because even though the article had that headline, it was more about finding love in your 50s and what do you need to do to find it? You know what I mean? So it was
the
a
headline
lot
to remind
that.
People, I'm a single woman in my 50s. All I really want for Christmas is a good snog. Not you wouldn't have.
I got my Christmas wish now. I didn't get the Christmas snog, but I got the I got a nice little peck on the two cheeks, and I thought that was very, very gentleman-ish of the guy. So that went down well.
Okay,
and
so
listen,
bring
when
us
I went
back
for my,
now.
So, my blind
so
date.
This,
yeah.
This email
so we
comes
did.
In. He mentioned the two locations, Cafe on Center, Queens, and so you
and
say
we did mention that
meet.
The
meet.
Last time, didn't we? Yeah,
we did.
Let's meet.
Yeah. Where did you go?
We
which one did
Dalkey.
You go to? To Dalkey. Okay,
the Queens
and Dalkey.
Yeah.
Were you nervous?
Of course, yes. I'm absolutely nervous wreck. And then trying to figure out what to wear for a nice casual coffee. Because it was a coffee one because I was
Good.
Driving. So,
Good.
And I sat, I was early. I sat
How
in
long
behind
had it been since
door.
You were on a date?
God, I'd say a good 5 years anyway,
Go
Oliver,
away.
To be honest. Yeah, and what? Listen, when you have young kids, you can't get out that often.
What did
so
you wear?
It's not something. I wore it very casual, but I always have my red lippy on. I always
you
find
do.
That's part of me and just casual clothes, but still dressy. But
very
listen,
good.
I looked, I waited in beside the door and I was watching people coming in to see. And I didn't know what this guy looked like.
Did
so
you not?
But I picked him out straight away because he came in looking around. And I'm going,